speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, May the 6th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at wars. Fortunately, the one that broke out over the weekend as militants in Gaza began firing rockets into Israel. Over 700 rockets fired into Israel. Israel fired back. That now appears to have been stopped. It appears that Egypt has brokered a truce there. Nevertheless, we have John Bolton sending in a carrier group into the Persian Gulf, perhaps hoping to escalate into a conflict there with Iran. And there's lots of talk about whether or not we will be sending a military into Venezuela. Meanwhile, nothing is being done at our border. So we'll talk about all that. But we'll also talk about the war for free speech here in America. And so we've been talking about the last two or three days. Of course, we've had some new developments just this last week. First, we had the development the Poynter Institute, one of the truthy verification sites that are being, you know, along like Snopes and so forth, this so-called Journalism Institute, a single building. They have occasional seminars, and they can have anywhere between 600 and 200 people, all the way up to 200 people, they say, in a room that's got about 2,000 square feet. Nevertheless, this institute had one individual create a list of 515 sites to be economically blacklisted. From the Drudge Report and InfoWars to Breitbart, Daily Caller, Judicial Watch, Project Veritas, many different sites they wanted to have economically boycotted. As we and others began talking about that, they pulled back because they had absolutely no criteria. This woman who put this site together, the site that they referenced was completely blank. It was totally fake. It was based on nothing but hate and bias. When they used the claims of hate, bias, fake, and conspiracy to call for an economic boycott of 515 sites, virtually all of them conservative. Because this woman that the Poynter Institute, quote unquote, selected, is a radical feminist, academic. And so she picked sites that she didn't like. But they pulled that back. But then as they were pulling that back, you had Facebook going out and banning individuals. Banning InfoWars off of Facebook and Instagram, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, others, and then threatening to ban anybody that shared their information. Unless they talked about InfoWars in a negative way, that would be allowed. Any positive response, unless you're putting up InfoWars content to take it out of context and criticize it, that will be allowed. But the full amount there, or just sharing the content, that will not be allowed. And so as that began, we've had now an interesting reaction. Finally, President Trump has said something about this later on Friday. He tweeted out, said, very surprised to see this happening to Paul Joseph Watson and others. It's not surprising at all. President Trump has been going on for a long time. I'm glad that he's finally noticing. Tucker Carlson called out the president and Congress, said, why aren't you doing something about this? Don't you realize that this actually affects you? Yeah, it affects all of us, but it affects these people as well. As I said on Friday morning, I said, this is an existential issue, not just for the United States, but for President Trump as well. Because these people are manipulating the election. We're going to tell you how they have manipulated the election. And these people who are purging speech and then pushing their agenda, their narrative, are also trying to purge us economically. And it's not just the attempted blacklisting by the Poynter Institute. These big organizations, these leftist organizations, as well as Silicon Valley, are working very hard to demonetize their people that they disagree with, while they are contributing tens of millions of dollars to politicians in Washington. That's why nothing is happening. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about some of the surprising reactions of some never-Trump conservatives, quote-unquote. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, May the 6th, year of our Lord 2019. Today it appears that fighting has stopped between Israel and Gaza. The guns are silent after some of the harshest fighting since 2014, reports Yahoo. Israel and Gaza Strip militants reached a truce after the most intense round of fighting since their 2014 war. Life on both sides of the border returned to normal Monday. The violence claimed the lives of 4 Israelis and 27 Palestinians. It threatened to undo months of Egyptian brokered efforts to reach a long-term truce. Israel suffered its first civilian casualties in clashes with Gaza since 2014. Nearly 700 rockets bombarded Israel in less than 2 days. Israeli aircraft responded with strikes at about 350 targets, including military compounds, training camps, naval vessels, weapons facilities. They targeted a specific jihadi militant leader as well, effectively taking him out. It was reported that by Islamic Jihad, the militant group that began this conflict, instigated the latest round of violence. They confirmed that the mutual and concurrent, quote-unquote, truce had been brokered by Egypt. And again, the Israeli military has lifted protective restrictions on residents in southern Israel on Monday, while Gaza's ruling Hamas militant group reported a ceasefire deal had been reached to end the deadliest fighting between the two sides since the 2014 war. It's kind of interesting to see the reactions of people like Rashida Tlaib. She has somewhat celebrated this. Prior to that, she had been silent. And so has Ilhan Omar been silent about the aggression, the missile campaign. One Iranian-born Australian Shia Muslim imam, who is known as the Imam of Peace, called out Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib Saturday. He said, why are you remaining silent, essentially, about what is going on with the, as we get 700 rockets being fired into Israel? He tweeted out, he said, remember that time that Omar and Tlaib condemned Hamas's terrorism? Imam Mohammed Twahidi tweeted. And then he said, neither do I. They will never condemn that. And at that point in time, it had been about 600 rockets. It continued to go on and still no condemnation from either of them. Meanwhile, the U.S. has deployed an aircraft carrier group to the Middle East, to the Persian Gulf, the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group, and a bomber task force will be there. According to John Bolton, the U.S. National Security Advisor, this is to send a clear, unmistakable message to the Iranian regime. Gunboat diplomacy. Let's hope that it doesn't result in a provocation and war there as well. As we're going to be talking about free speech, I think this article from the Free Thought Project really puts a different perspective on everything that we've seen in the last 4 or 5 days. It began on Thursday. I talked about how the Poynter Institute had selected 515 sites for economic blacklisting. They eventually backed down after it was exposed that the person who had put the single person who had pretty much put that list together, everything from the Drudge Report, InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Judicial Watch, Project Veritas, WND, I mean, you name it. Anybody that you would imagine that a radical feminist professor would dislike, which is what this individual was, they referenced a site which had absolutely no content. That was supposedly the other institute that was being referenced by the Poynter Institute. Yeah, it's basically a lot of finger pointering is what's going on here. All these people provide plausible deniability for censorship. Understand that we go to this website that was run by this one woman. It was called Open Source. That's what the Poynter Institute said. Well, it's not our list. She put it together. The Poynter Institute comes up with a list, and then that list is used by advertisers to say, well, you know, we don't want to be advertising with anybody who is biased, as if everyone isn't biased. Or people who are fake or conspiracy theorists or hateful. And as I said, when you look at this list, you can see the hate, you can see the conspiracy mongering. You can see how fake it is. There's nobody there. Absolutely nobody there. But, you know, the Poynter Institute points to her. And then you have the Poynter Institute used by Facebook and Google and Twitter and so forth, just like they use Snopes, just like they use Indiana University and their Truthy Project, you know, the observatory on social media, Oh So Me, they put out there. Bot or not, you know, they were the ones that they have an algorithm. Oh, well, if you've got an algorithm, that's obviously not biased, right? Just like the Washington Post and the New York Times, they're not biased. Time, Newsweek, Establishment Media, they have no bias at all. It's only the people who disagree with them that have bias, right? Now, everybody has bias. What you even choose to report, what you think is important, is a reflection of your bias. And anybody tells you they don't have bias is lying to you and maybe even to themselves. And you can pay no attention to them. But as we saw that happening, it quickly they backed off of that as we exposed it. And then the next day, they had the Facebook banning, taking it to an all new level. We'll tell you why that is an all new level. But before we get into that, I just want to take a look at this one story coming out of Texas, nearby Hayes County, just outside, you know, kind of, you know, contiguous with Austin. This is a man, reports the Free Thought Project, a man who was arrested. He's facing a year in prison and $4,000. Why? Because he told police they are pissing on the Constitution. The police in Hayes County, the sheriff's office in Hayes County, has absolutely no sense of irony, do they? Or hypocrisy. Because that's exactly what they are doing, as evidenced by trying to lock up somebody for using his First Amendment rights. Understand, the First Amendment has a lot of different components to it, right? We have the free speech of the people. We have the free press. Those are obviously deeply under attack. We also have the free exercise of religion, the free exercise of religion. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to keep your beliefs internalized. Just keep them in your mind. Don't speak. Don't act about that. No, that's not about establishment of religion. That is, free exercise of religion means we don't have to pray in the closet. We don't have to keep our religion in the closet. We're not going to be closeted Christians. But then there's also the aspect that you have the right to redress grievances, to petition the government. That's another aspect of the First Amendment. So they came after him for that, essentially. His right to petition the government to redress his grievances. As Free Thought Project points out, warning that the government must not be given the power to criminalize speech that it deems distasteful or annoying. That, quite frankly, folks, is the statute. There's a Texas statute. If you have annoying speech, well, they can attach a jail fine to it. It kind of sounds like what's going on with social media, doesn't it? Oh, we find what you're saying to be annoying or hateful, so you're gone. Well, this is the government, so they can attach a fine and jail time to that. The Rutherford Institute has taken up this case. They've asked the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the prosecution of a Texas man who is facing up to 1 year in jail, $4,000 fine for sending emails to police criticizing them for failing to respond to his requests for assistance. Now, that's the prosecution of Scott Ogle. He sent complaints to the sheriff's office. So you complain to the sheriff's office, and then they say, you're annoying. We're going to send you to jail for that complaint. Isn't that amazing? That is America today. And this, essentially, folks, is where we're headed. I'm going to break this down. I'm going to break down the reactions to the banning from conservatives as well as from CNN. We got a lot of conservatives out there taking the side of big media censorship. They're never Trumper conservatives, of course. And they were triggered when President Trump finally took the side of free speech against the big social media companies. It is an existential issue for America and for President Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3 month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3 year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, who is responsible for this internet censorship? Well, I've laid this out for you many times. Today we're going to take a look at the reactions we've had. Tucker Carlson put together a clip of a lot of people cheering more censorship. This is really frightening when we see people in the press doing this, isn't it? Except it's nothing new. I've seen this for 30 years. I've seen the press being the key point of censorship. You probably didn't see it because 30 years ago, we had a very limited number of press outlets, and that's what they want to get back to. You know, we've only got a few establishment press outlets. You've got three major TV networks. You've got NPR in addition to that. You have a few large newspapers that control everything. What they would do is they would control the debates. They would go to the establishment press. They'd say, well, we're going to let you run the debates, and you get to pick the candidates. Well, guess what? The people who let them have access, Republicans and Democrats, are going to be the ones that they pick. It's kind of like a, you know, it's a little closed group there. It's a little party, and you're not a part of that party. So if you're an independent or a third party, you don't get to participate in the debates, even though you have to go through extra steps to get on the ballot that the mainstream parties don't have to go through. You know, we've even had situations, I remember situations where the third party, the Libertarian Party I was working with at the time, would go through all these extra steps to get on the ballot. And then you would have, say, a Republican candidate who didn't file any paperwork. They were going to let the particular seat just go unchallenged to the Democrats. And then when a Libertarian went through a lot of paperwork to get on the ballot, then the Republicans got interested. They didn't want a two-way race between another party and the Democrats. So they went before a judge. And this, I saw this happen several times in many different states. They go to before a judge and say, you know, judge, we didn't comply with the law. We didn't even bother to submit a candidate before the deadline. But it really isn't in the best interests of the public to not have a Republican in this race. And the judge would say, we'll waive the rules for you this time. They would never waive the rules for any independents or third parties, however. And so I have seen the press being used as an instrument of suppression of speech, of suppression of debate, to rig the political process for decades. I've seen it all my life, all my adult life. So it doesn't surprise me at all to see this. But I want to go back to this case here that's right here, just outside of Austin, Hayes County. The sheriff's office trying to put a man in jail for a year and fine him $4,000. Because he complained to the sheriff's office that they weren't doing their job. They find that complaint to be annoying. And one of the things that he complained was that they were pissing on the Constitution. I think they verified that by their subsequent actions. There is a Texas law under which he was charged, as is Scott Ogle. It makes it a crime to send, quote, annoying, alarming, or harassing electronic messages. And it is so overbroad that it could be used to punish a negative review of a restaurant posted online or Facebook posts. And see, this is essentially where we are right now. Oh, I don't like what you're, number one, I don't like what you're saying about me. Number two, I don't like your tone. And I'm going to punish you. And that's what all of these authoritarians, both liberal and conservative, I'm going to show you a lot of conservative people out there who are cheering the censorship as well. It's not just the press trying to get rid of their competition, you know, because CNN cannot compete in the free marketplace of news or the free marketplace of ideas. They are circling the drain, and they are trying to destroy InfoWars, who played a big part in destroying CNN. Let's understand that. But let's go back to this particular case, because I think it is very enlightening to see this in a non-partisan, non-political context, because this is a key part of the First Amendment. It's not only your free speech, free press, free exercise of religion, but it's also the freedom to redress your grievances with government, to complain about it. And the Rutherford Institute, who is defending this man in Texas here, said, quote, it was Justice William O. Douglas who affirmed the right of Americans to speak softly or to speak angrily to government officials, even if our words challenge and annoy. And here in Texas, you know, you can go to jail if you annoy the government. They went on to say, we need not stay docile and quiet, nor must we bow submissively to authority and speak with awe and reverence to those who represent us. This is the genius of the First Amendment, said constitutional attorney John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute. Nowhere in the First Amendment, he went on to say, does it permit the government to limit speech in order to avoid causing offense or hurting someone's feelings, or safeguarding government secrets, or protecting government officials, or insulating judges from undue influence, discouraging bullying, penalizing hateful ideas and actions. Nowhere in the First Amendment are you allowed to do that. You can't penalize hateful ideas and actions. That is antithetical to the First Amendment. It is antithetical to the whole concept of free speech. And we're going to see as we go through this, there are many, many conservatives who want to do just that. There's a lot of never Trumpers who are out there now applauding the censorship of InfoWars on Facebook and other places, the banning of InfoWars. They're not going to ban criticism of InfoWars. They're going to encourage that. But if you share our information, no, they will put strikes against you for that. It says nowhere does it, in the First Amendment, can the government limit speech in order to eliminate terrorism or to combat prejudice and intolerance. Understand? Bullying, prejudice, intolerance, all of that is allowed under the First Amendment. Why? Because that's all subjective, isn't it? That is something we should all be debating about. And if you start putting the government there as the arbiter of what is hateful or prejudiced, they will be using that for political purposes, as we're already seeing. In 2016, a frustrated Scott Ogle emailed the Hayes County Sheriff's Office over their alleged inattention to his requests for help. And in his emails, Ogle accused one officer of being your typical arrogant, condescending, belligerent self who chooses to look the other way. And then they went ahead to prove him right. Again, this is an article from Free Thought Project. In another email, he said, you have a constitution to uphold, son. You're pissing on it. He went on to call the guy a little state weasel. And so then they charged him with a crime under a provision of the Texas Penal Code for making, quote, repeated electronic messages in a manner reasonably likely to harass, annoy, alarm, abuse, torment, embarrass, or offend. That's here in Texas. You're not allowed to offend. You're not allowed to annoy. Don't speak back to your masters or you might get up to 1 year in jail and $4,000 fine here in Texas. Even if, as I point out, even if what he said was in bad taste, the government must not be allowed to have the power to punish speech because they think it's rude. Because it's rude. Yeah, that's the First Amendment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
I
don't want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. Stacy in the great state of Texas. In FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins. They don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Friday night, Tucker Carlson, who has really been one of the best people in terms of speaking up against the attacks on free speech, the attacks on InfoWars, because we are the focus of these attacks. And this last week proved it again. Tucker Carlson asked on Friday night, he said, where is the Trump administration? Where are the congressional leaders on any of this? Do they not understand the importance of free speech? Do they not understand that this has another dimension to this besides free speech? Now, he didn't say that. I'm saying that. And I'm going to show you how there are other dimensions to this. Yeah, it's not just shutting down speech that they don't like, speech that opposes their agenda, and then pushing their own agenda without any opposition. The purge push, right? That's what's been going on from the very beginning is what I call it. But it's also a purge and push in terms of economics, in terms of finances. They are trying to purge all financial support. We saw it with an attempted economic blackmail last week by the Poynter Institute before this Facebook purging began. And now we've got some leftist organizations, again, going to banks, trying to do the same sort of thing. They want committees within banks to decide who's going to be allowed in the financial marketplace as well. And we've already seen the financial blacklisting of a lot of individuals because of their political positions. We've seen that applied to the NRA, to gun retailers, to gun wholesalers. Financially isolating somebody because you don't like their politics, that is a very dangerous idea. Right now, it's just being done by the left, but I'm sure that as this catches on, the right will like to do that as well. And we're going to talk about a lot of conservatives who support this censorship. Oh, yeah, there's quite a few of them out there. Never Trumpers, people who have always been supporting Marco Rubio, supporting the military-industrial complex. See, that's where the real axis is here. They want to get you confused. They want you to think that this is a left-right, Democrat versus Republican type of thing. It's not, folks. It's mostly conservatives right now. And it's mostly against President Trump. Why? Because his supporters and President Trump had spoken out against the military-industrial complex. But it's also other people who speak out against unending wars, against the police state, and so forth. But nevertheless, Tucker Carlson offered a question to his viewers. He said, where are the congressional leaders? Where is the Trump administration amid this crackdown? What about us? Who is standing up for us? Asked Tucker. Where are our leaders in Congress? Where is the White House? Nowhere. As long as big tech isn't hassling them personally and directly, as long as their accounts remain open, they don't seem to care. They're fools. Would any of these people get reelected in a country where left-wing tech companies control the terms of political debate? Can you really win a presidential election if Google opposes you? No, you can't. Not a chance. Not right now. Without free speech, there is no democracy, and it's time to stop lying about that, said Tucker. Good for him. It's exactly what I said Friday morning. I said, President Trump has been completely silent. I said, look at this. He hasn't even acknowledged that any of this stuff is happening. Had nothing to say about it. All we see was a retweet by President Trump, by Don Jr., of somebody else's comment saying, oh, look, they got it wrong. Louis Farrakhan is not conservative. It's like, seriously? That's the best you can do? You can't even speak up, use your bully pulpit? Well, President Trump did. Finally, he started talking out about that over the weekend. But let's just take a look first at the cheering by the left of censorship. That just shows how authoritarian and really truly dangerous these people are. Play video clip number 9.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
exactly.
Yeah. Alex
should have done it sooner.
From Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his like little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
But you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know,
excesses?
I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
That's Tucker.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Seriously, how can you look at that and say that InfoWars are the dangerous ones? We are not calling for anybody, not even little Oliver Darcy, to be taken off, or Brian Stelter. We're not talking about silencing anybody. I want them in the public arena. They make the case for us. We don't even in many cases have to say anything. We just have to point to them, just like Tucker did. Just let them, give them a platform and let them speak, and people can see how dangerous they truly are. But, you know, they went a little bit further. We have CNN's Brian Stelter. Finally, when President Trump got involved and said, I'm so surprised to see this. Well, it's been going on since last August, President Trump. Republicans absolutely paid no attention to all this. They had hearings multiple times about social media. They tended to look the other way at the banning of Alex Jones and Facebook and many other people. They had nothing to say about 800 sites being taken down a month before the election. They just looked the other way. So finally, they're starting to look at this. And here is CNN's Brian Stelter criticizing President Trump because he stands up for the free speech of InfoWars and Alex Jones.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president. He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars and sharing videos from repugnant characters. Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones. Full of fear-mongering and conspiracy theorizing, InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. Jones is facing multiple...
I thought it was the Russians out to get his
lies about the Sandy Hook school massacre and the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich. But none of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him. He even gave an interview to Alex Jones back on the campaign trail. On Saturday, Trump went on a Twitter spree and said, it's so great to watch this, while sharing a video from InfoWars. He also repeatedly retweeted a guy named Paul Joseph Watson, one of the InfoWars figures who's been banned by Facebook. He also retweeted a strange video about Islam from a user named Deep State Exposed that buys into the QAnon theory. This is troubling stuff. A lot of it is troubling stuff. And at the same time, the president's decrying Facebook's action. Now, you may have heard about this. Facebook decided to block six users as well as InfoWars as an organization. The high-profile names include Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's been called out for his anti-Semitism, as well as Paul Neelan, who is a congressional candidate who also has clearly anti-Semitic views. So you can see here, there's six people, there's one organization banned, and it's not just Facebook. Trump has also been complaining about Twitter, how Twitter sometimes suspends or briefly puts counts into a timeout period. He's complaining about James Woods, the actor and right-wing star, who right now
is
on Twitter.
Yeah, he should be banned too, right?
Look, the president is clearly trying to tap into conservative concerns about right-wing censorship, social media censorship. How real are those concerns, though? How legitimate is this? And how is Facebook deciding who should be banned in the first place?
Yeah, the president is clearly trying to tap into conservative concerns about right-wing censorship. Why wouldn't we be concerned about censorship, Brian? I know why you're concerned about CNN. You push these phony little conspiracy theories about MH370, about Russiagate and so forth. That's what you have hung your hat on. And as your media organization is collapsing and you have absolutely no credibility left, you want to try to pull down anybody that is competition to you, anybody who has exposed your lies. We're going to talk about what Oliver Darcy had to say. But more importantly, I want to take a look at the so-called Republican conservatives who are applauding censorship. And we're going to destroy their arguments when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, folks, there is some hate speech that is allowed. If it is politically correct hate speech, that is allowed. And you can say whatever you want to that is negative about Alex Jones and InfoWars. You can, any kind of negative or hate speech is allowed against Christians, against pro-life groups, against gun owners, against President Trump. All of those are allowed. You can be as hateful as you want to. As a matter of fact, we've got a whole segment here to talk about how finally even the Foreign Secretary of the UK, Jeremy Hunt, is saying the most persecuted people on earth are Christians. And in most, in a lot of areas of the world, in the Middle East, in Africa, it amounts to genocide. And he said it's being driven for the most part by political correctness. And we don't say anything about it in the West because of political correctness. It's okay to hate Christians. And you're not going to defend any of those people. You're not going to let any of them, like Asia Bibi, who sat on death row for 10 years because she had the audacity to drink from the same well as some Islamic women in our ally, Pakistan. They said, you can't drink from that well, you filthy Christian, unless you convert. She said, I'm not going to convert. They accused her of blasphemy. They put her on death row for 10 years. Finally, the Supreme Court said, we're not going to execute her. Riots erupted across Pakistan. Street riots. Burnings in the city. She had to flee for her life. And yet the UK and the United States have not allowed her in. See, we don't really care about political asylum for refugees. That is a fraud. That is a mask for massive open borders. You don't hear the Pope saying, oh, she can come live with me in the Vatican either. No, no, he didn't have anything to say about that. Now, he's telling us we've got to open up our borders. We've got to provide welfare and education to anybody who chooses to come here and live at our expense. We don't have the right to say no, according to the Pope. But they can say no to Asia Bibi. And we can start wars of regime change in Iraq and Syria, and wipe out the Christian population there with our allies. That's what's really happening in the West. So some politically correct speech is actually hate speech, but that's okay if you hate the right people. It's okay now to talk about Alex Jones and InfoWars on Facebook as long as you hate us. If you don't hate us, you will be hated by Mark Zuckerberg. We're going to go back and we're going to take a look at what Oliver Darcy, we just heard from the eunuch, as Tucker Carlson call him, Brian Stelter. We're now going to hear from the passive-aggressive Oliver Darcy in just a moment. Folks, if you want to help InfoWars, we truly are the tip of the spear here in fighting for your free speech on social media. That is your right, folks, and we're not going to allow. We're not going to be quiet about it. We're not going to bow down and speak in quiet terms about this outrage. And we are the target of this, and if you want to stand with us, if you want to be our sponsor, take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program, funds this operation, and we have some great specials right now to help you stand with us and to stand up for your health. These are very effective, safe, natural products that you can find. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have a two-week food supply. That you can get $67 for 2 weeks of food. And, of course, that lasts for up to 25 years. It's storable food. It is non-GMO. It's made in America. It's got great packaging. You can actually reseal it and use it for a few days after you finally break that seal. But it will last, as long as it's sealed, for up to 25 years. $67 for a two-week food supply. Not only set up an emergency food supply for you, but also insulate you against some spikes in food prices. We have $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze and $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro. That's both a air filter and a gravity feed water filter. And finally, we have $50 off all, 50% off all apparel. That's hats, t-shirts, hoodies, new and classic designs, 50% off. And just for our listeners, we have an exclusive special. Just use the code WAKEUP to get 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. We have that in two different blends, Patriot Blend and Immune Support Blend. It's 100% organic Wake Up America coffee, and you can save 10%. Just enter the code WAKEUP, just for the listeners of this show, WAKEUP, to get 10% off of Wake Up America coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Oliver Darcy. We've heard from the eunuch. Let's listen to the little passive-aggressive weasel, Oliver Darcy, who has basically made a career out of calling for the censorship of free speech. How reprehensible is that for a journalist? How weak is that for a journalist? That's one of the reasons why CNN is spiraling down. They've been focused on this Russiagate stuff, just like MSNBC, for the last couple of years, pushing a fake conspiracy theory, doing it based on hate and on bias. And yet, you know, look at what they said. Well, you got hate, you got bias, you got conspiracy theories. All of those are supposedly reasons for banning people off of social media, for doing an economic boycott. And yet, that's what you see. That's what has become the characteristic of CNN. Here is Oliver Darcy.
Even though what we get from InfoWars is conspiracy theory crap. I mean, right in the wake of the Notre Dame fire, Alex Jones was on there talking about whether it was arson, talking about how the rest of the media was lying to you about what happened. Oliver, try to distinguish
for us. Yeah, you were lying, Brian. Everybody knows
between, when we talk about these topics and talk about these figures, why is it that the six individuals were banned by Facebook? What makes them different from others?
Well, these are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them from the platform the other day. And back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com? You know, InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed. And while he's promoting and legitimizing this news organization, we should also talk about how he's trying to tear down credible sources for news, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN. He was questioning why these news organizations have the ability to be on Twitter.
Why are they not banned?
Right. Saying that the InfoWars should be reinstated. It's nuts.
Right. Fake news is real. Real news is fake.
Okay, so that's Oliver Darcy. Pontificating from his safe space there at CNN. You know, when Alex Jones confronted him, this is a guy who had been calling for a couple of years for InfoWars to be banned everywhere. Didn't want to take us on, but, going behind our back and telling everybody, they need to be taken down. Look at this. Look at what, and, so Alex confronted him And because he confronted him, and because he confronted Marco Rubio, who lied about knowing who Alex Jones was, and then later on that same week admitted, yeah, I know who he is. I know he is. And, of course, did not invite him to talk about social media censorship, even though Alex Jones was the highest profile and worst case example of censorship up to that point, and still is. I mean, some people had said, well, we think we're, and then they can argue whether they've been shadow banned or not. Twitter can say, no, we didn't shadow ban you. There he is talking to Oliver Darcy. Oliver Darcy had nothing to say. He didn't want to engage Alex Jones. He wouldn't say anything. He just looks there. I'm so offended. Alex Jones is just saying nasty things to me, and I just can't speak back. But when he's in his safe space at CNN, he can speak back, and he says, Trump is promoting and legitimizing InfoWars. And we should ask how he's trying to tear down credible sources for news, like the Washington Post, the New York Times, and CNN, the people who have been pushing an attempted coup by the CIA. They've been part of this circular, it's not even logic, the circular process where they create a fake dossier that's funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign. They kind of launder that through British intelligence. There's your foreign conspiracy. Then that gets leaked to the Washington Post, New York Times, and CNN. And then based on those newspaper stories about the leaked fake dossier that came from Hillary Clinton, they get a FISA search warrant to go after President Trump. So I wonder why President Trump is attacking them. Well, they've been attacking him for a couple of years and committing, I would say, crimes in terms of what they did. They have been colluding with the criminals in the intelligence and law enforcement agencies to try to overthrow our election. And they're still doing it. And they're pretending that they didn't get caught. That's the amazing thing about all this. RT talks about the Facebook ban on Alex Jones. Others, I said it's a modern day book burning. They said it's a form of that. They said Facebook, citing company policies on hate organizations, has now banned InfoWars, Alex Jones, Milo, Louis Farrakhan, others. Said if that wasn't bad enough, now merely posting a link to InfoWars content could get you into trouble, too. As the commentator here, this is not bad piece at RT, is out of Ireland. She says, when I criticized the earlier bans against Jones, I prefaced it by saying I wasn't a fan. But she said, this is straight up censorship and it should be condemned regardless of anyone's personal feelings towards the targets. She's absolutely right. We'll be right back.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As one person tweeted, I think you pronounce her name, the last name, as Fetasy. It's P-H-E-T-A-S-Y. Bridget Fetasy, I guess. What she had to say was, I'm fully creeped out by journalists cheering censorship. Let me just say this. They're not journalists. They're fake journalists. They're people who can't win an argument, they have no ideas, and they have no real news. They're called CNN, amongst others. We're going to talk about the conservatives coming out, talking about this as well. We have Danielle Ryan, an Irish freelance writer based in Dublin, Ireland. She is talking about the Facebook bans on Alex Jones and others on RT. She said, when I criticized the earlier bans against Jones, I prefaced it by saying I wasn't a fan, lest anyone assume my words were tantamount to an endorsement of his content or opinions, but there should be no need for such a semi-apologetic disclaimer. This is straight-up censorship, and it should be condemned, regardless of anyone's personal feelings toward the targets. Quite frankly, I don't want to see Louis Farrakhan or anybody else banned. I think that they need to be refuted. I think they need to be debated. And if you start taking out people that you disagree with, that you don't like, even if they're racist, there is no end to it. And, of course, Farrakhan was put out there to try to make this appear that this isn't just against conservatives. It was done as another tactic to smear Alex Jones by linking him with Louis Farrakhan, essentially implying that our views are linked to his in some way. As this writer from RT, Danielle Ryan, goes on to say, she said, the initial ban on Jones was an attempt to test the waters, to see how people might react to a popular figure being wiped out on social media. When establishment journalists whooped and cheered in celebration, Facebook and the rest were emboldened. Consequently, we are now sliding down the slippery slope of internet censorship at a frighteningly quick pace. And they're still cheering. Most news reports on the news ban have framed it positively as Facebook is, quote unquote, taking action. You heard the clips that Tucker Carlson put together. What took them so long? Why didn't they shut down speech that I don't like a long time ago? Because I've been so impotent in terms of opposing what I disagree with. I can't defend my positions. Please save me by silencing my opponents and the people that I disagree with. What took them so long, right? Finally doing the right thing, yeah. But if they really care about internet censorship and they want to make the strongest possible argument against it, conservatives will also acknowledge that this is not just a left or right issue. And this is exact, she's exactly right. I've been saying the same thing that Danielle Ryan is saying here. You've heard me say that on this program. This is not a left-right issue. This is not a Democrat versus Republican issue. Yes, the Silicon Valley oligarchs, the masters of the universe, as Breitbart likes to call them, they have been given this power, and they will wield it to reflect their personal prejudice. But understand the people who gave them this power, and many of the people who have been censored, and this has all been happening now in less than a year. I mean, it was August the 6th that this first happened to Alex Jones and InfoWars, and now it is rolling out. It's getting broader, and it's getting deeper in the way that they're doing this. And, we're a full, we're 9 months into this. And look at how rapidly this cancer of censorship is metastasizing. How it is spreading to different organizations that are not simply just conservative, not simply, Trump supporters. It is spreading to all kinds of news organizations, and they're exactly right. This is not just a left or right issue. And it will be not be limited to that either. When we lose the principle of free speech, everyone is in jeopardy. And this is why the establishment that wants to call itself the center of this country is so incredibly dangerous. So incredibly dangerous. We'll be talking about this more when we come back. Stay with us. I'm going to get into Venezuela coming up in just a little bit as well, because that's what they don't want us talking about either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back to all those people on the left, especially those people in Hollywood, who think that this is your only way to win the debate. Understand that eventually you're going to lose the debate as well, especially if you are on the side against foreign wars. Now, a lot of these people are not. A lot of these people who are leftists are pretty authoritarian, and they're allied with the military-industrial complex as well. But as Danielle Ryan in RT is pointing out, an Irish commentator, she says, if conservatives really understand this, they will have to acknowledge that this is not just a right or left issue. Facebook has taken extremely worrying steps against anti-establishment leftists, against anti-war activists, and socialists on the platform, too. It tweaked its algorithms in a way that sent traffic to socialist government accountability and other progressive pages plummeting. Dissent, in other words, is the target. Anybody that doesn't take the position of the Pentagon and the mainstream mockingbird press is going to be taken out of the debate. Quite frankly, I don't want to see that happen. I can win the debate against socialists. I can win the debate against communists here. And I don't want to lose the First Amendment because we are unable to defend the basic principles of freedom and liberty. I'm not going to give up liberty in order to defend liberty in this country. Yes, I understand socialists and communists are enemies of liberty. But we don't cut off our nose to spite our face. I mean, come on. You can't give up the basic principles of America in order to fight these people. That's how the terrorists win. The terrorists win by creating a climate of fear. They were very upfront about this back in the 1970s. They said, we're going to cause you to shut down your society because you're afraid of us. And then people will turn on their governments when the governments become authoritarian. And what have we done now? We've had all these terrorist events, many of them conducted as false flag events by our own government in order to justify taking away our liberty to give us safety and security. And now that safety and security is being offered to us in the form of, we'll give you a safe and secure social media. And the only price that you have to pay for that is to lose your freedom of speech. Give up your liberty. We'll give you safety. Folks, to the extent that you give up your liberty, to that extent you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. And of course, they're never free. You're going to put yourself in prison in order to be safe? How pathetic is that? That is truly the mindset of a slave. And if conservatives want to embrace that, they have embraced slavery. We can defeat the left. We can defeat them with the truth. We can defeat them in the marketplace of ideas. And we've been defeating CNN. That's why they've been pushing their censorship agenda so hard against InfoWars. She goes on to say, in 2017, Abby Martin's former RT show, which covered issues like fracking and inequality and police brutality and U.S. war crimes. See, that's the key thing. You go after the police state, the surveillance state, and the military-industrial complex and its endless foreign wars, they will take you down. And you can be conservative or you can be liberal. That is the metric for whether you're going to be censored or not. I'm telling you, it's not being conservative. It's not being a Trump supporter. They're taking that down. That's a warning to President Trump that he must not embrace an America First policy, must not protect the borders here, the U.S., and he must get involved in foreign wars. We've got to have a war with Venezuela. We've got to have a war pushed with Iran, with Russia, and so forth. They want that tension. If they don't want a full-on hot war, they want the Cold War back because that creates an arms race for them. It's not enough to have a war on terror. You know, as the Soviet Union collapsed, just like Venezuela is collapsing in the late 1980s, 1989, and of course you had Bernie Sanders honeymooning there in 1986, just before it collapsed, celebrating, you know, singing, "This land is your land, this land is my land," without a shirt on. It's pretty comical. This guy, it's amazing to me. Amazing to me that he's gotten as far as he has. Just goes to show anybody can become president in the United States, right? But as that was all collapsing, the military-industrial complex here was very freaked out. I mean, they had lost a big profit sector. All those intercontinental ballistic missiles, all the warships and the airplanes and so forth to fight a big enemy. You know, you got to have the enemy there. I mean, that's the whole thing about a good superhero movie or something. You got to have a good villain. Well, they had a good villain, but the villain collapsed because of socialism and communism. So then they needed a war on terror. They got that, but it still doesn't give them, you know, they can send in military equipment to all the sheriffs and all the police departments. They can militarize the police here in America. They can create a massive surveillance state. There's a lot of money in that. A lot of power in that as well. But just not enough money and power, because you can never have enough money and power. It's just like John D. Rockefeller. The journalists ask him, "Yeah, you're the richest man in the world. How much is enough?" And Rockefeller said, "Just a little bit more." Well, that's the way it is with the military-industrial complex. Just a little bit more. Not even a little bit more. They want a lot more. And so they want to start that Cold War back up again. And they've got it going now. Danielle Ryan goes on to say, leftist Venezuelan news websites stand against the Washington consensus. Venezuelan news sites that offer an alternative perspective on U.S. involvement in Latin America have also been targeted by social media. Facebook temporarily suspended Telesur and Venezuela analysis without cause last year. Twitter also suspended a number of official Venezuelan government and media accounts. And again, I have opposed these people. They are liars. They are thieves. They are, in other words, socialists. I'm being redundant here when I say liars, thieves, and socialists. That's what socialism is. It's a lie that is based on envy. And if you envy these other people and you tell enough negative stuff, but then you convince yourself that you're entitled to steal from them. But of course, that loot, that booty doesn't get handed out to the people. It's kept by the Chavezes, the Maduros, and the Ortegas who ran Nicaragua. They're the ones who wind up with billion-dollar trust fund kids who are jetting around Europe while the people in their countries are starving. We can defeat these people without censorship. We can defeat these people without invading their country. And if they're going to act like that, they are a prime example of why we don't want to have socialism, why we don't want to have Bernie Sanders or any of these Democrats who are running our country. Because we don't want them running our country into the ground as socialists always do, as they're doing in Venezuela. She also retweets another individual, Yasmin Mohammed, who said, "I grew up in a world where speech is censored. It is not a good thing. It's what you expect from dictatorships, though, but not from supposedly liberal-leaning entities." Well, just understand that when we use the term liberal, liberal used to mean freedom, as in liberty. You know, liberal education used to be what you would get in college. They would teach you the tools of learning that would liberate you to be able to pursue your lifelong education. But now, a liberal education is not one that opens your mind and gives you tools of learning. It's one that keeps you deliberately dumbed down and puts blinders on you and tells you what you will think. It's very authoritarian. That's what the left has become. And finally, Danielle Ryan says, this is only going to get worse. We have already have sketchy CIA-linked organizations like NewsGuard that are giving quote-unquote trust ratings to websites. Yeah. You know, you got an algorithm, you know, just like Indiana University. They're a bot or not. Is it truthy? Is it hoaxy? We've got Facebook giving social media ratings to people. They are rolling out the social media credit scores. This is not just about InfoWars. This is not just about news organizations. This is not about freedom of the press. This is about your individual freedom of speech to be allowed to see what they say is evil, to hear what they say is evil, and to speak what they say is evil. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So if we're going to ban anybody off of social media and the internet that we accuse, and I don't know where the court is where we get to have this adjudicated, you know, where do we get the due process where we, there's nothing in the First Amendment that says that you can shut down somebody's speech for being hateful or for being rude or for being annoying. I mentioned how you got a local sheriff here in Texas who decides that he wants to send a guy to jail for a year and charge him $4,000 under a Texas law that says, hey, if the speech is annoying or rude or hateful, then we can do that to you. No, you can't. No, you can't. We should not allow that. That's against the very principles that this country was founded on. And, you know, it's against what the First Amendment is about. But if we're going to say that we can do that without having any due process for anybody, and it can be done by big corporations, a big corporation can label you that way, and they can unperson you off of the internet. If we're going to say we're going to do that based on hate, violence, calls even to terrorism, then I suggest this. Unless and until Facebook and Twitter and Google ban and purge the CIA, the NSA, and the Pentagon off of social media, then just shut up about all the hate, violence, and terrorism, because the people who are pushing hate, violence, and terrorism more than anybody are the CIA. They just tried to overthrow our election here in this country. They've been overthrowing government after government. They've been creating death and starvation across the globe my entire lifetime. And those people are allowed to be on social media? There is no more hateful group than the CIA. As this commentator on RT goes on to say, Facebook's reasoning and references to hate speech and promoting violence also fall flat when you consider the U.S. government officials use social media to call for military action that will result in mass violence and death on a regular basis. And they aren't just promoting it. They're actually doing it. And as Danielle Ryan says, when Alex Jones starts going outside and killing people in mass rampages, then come back to me about banning him. But see, that really is being done on a regular basis by the CIA. And when you call somebody on it, as I called Madeleine Albright, oh, you put up a you put up a blockade, boycott, you know, sanctions and so forth against Iraq. 500,000 kids were estimated killed. She didn't say, oh, it wasn't 500,000 kids. No, we didn't kill 500,000 kids. Just said it was worth it. It was worth it. You let somebody like Madeleine Albright on the internet, don't even talk to me about Louis Farrakhan. Yeah, I don't agree with his racist viewpoints. Probably hates me because I'm white. But he doesn't have a body count behind him like people like Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton. Doesn't even get started with that. Have actor Rob Schneider made some great points, saying we're in a real Orwellian nightmare. Well, of course we are, but he was a little bit more specific than that. He began by retweeting Cheryl Atkinson, who said, when did we decide as Americans that it's okay for government and third parties to censor and to curate our information? That we cannot be trusted with unfiltered information? That we should only be able to find information that they tell us is true on matters that are opinion or can be legitimately disputed? And then Rob Schneider said, yeah, we are in a real Orwellian nightmare of censorship. Be careful who you label and smear today. You will be smeared tomorrow. And then he went on and it got a bit better. He said, this is just bizarre. We got progressive Democrats who once stood for civil rights, liberty, free speech, now standing for censorship and removing parental rights. Exactly. As I've said many times, the only choice that Democrats support anymore is the choice to kill babies, even after birth. Infanticide is all they support. They do not support your rights as parents to raise your children the way you see fit. They don't support your rights as parents to make health decisions about your children or even to make health decisions about yourself while they prattle on about women's health in a fake support of abortion. And then it goes on to say, Rob Schneider says, free speech is all speech. The UK and Australia don't have protected speech, and we're not protecting our First Amendment here in the United States either. Another actor, James Wood, banned from Twitter, of course, as you've seen. He was one of the individuals that President Trump defended. Because what did he say that got him banned? Well, he said, if you try to kill the king, you best not miss. Hashtag hang them all. Now, they say on Zero Hedge that this was an apparent reference to the Mueller report. Well, I don't know. Who was he referring to? I mean, we all assume that he's talking about Mueller. I mean, maybe he's talking about Brian Stelter. Maybe he's talking about Oliver Darcy. Maybe he's talking about CNN in general. Maybe he's talking about the Justice Department in general. Maybe he's talking about the CIA in general. Who knows? And the question is, when they say Twitter suspended his account, they cited targeted harassment. Okay, Twitter, please tell us who you think tried to kill the king. Because he's targeting for harassment the people who tried to kill the king. You don't have a problem with people trying to kill the king, do you? Trying to overthrow the election, do you? But please, if this is targeted harassment, Twitter, Jack Dorsey, please tell us who you think James Woods is targeting for harassment. Who is, in other words, the person he's targeting is a person who put a target on President Trump, who put a target on our election, who tried to overthrow our election. That's the amazing thing about this. Again, President Trump tweeted that out. So surprised to see conservative thinkers like James Wood banned from Twitter and Paul Watson banned from Facebook. Well, you shouldn't be surprised about that. President Trump, it's been going on for a long time. I hope you'll do something about it. You do have the capability to do it, even though you'll have a lot of so-called conservatives, most of them never Trumpers, who will tell you that you don't have any power to do anything about that. And we're going to talk now about some of the proposals that people have put out there. What can we do about this disgusting situation where you've got CNN, Oliver Darcy, Brian Stelter, and the other puppets there, you know, running this witch hunt? You know, it wasn't enough for them to target President Trump and point him out. Now they're trying to take down anybody who supported President Trump. And President Trump better support people, not just to show loyalty. It's not about that. That'd be nice if he had some loyalty to anybody. But it's really about protecting our God-given rights. That's why we have government. Just because somebody has a big, successful corporation, just because they have a big bank, doesn't mean they get to steal my home. We have laws against that. We have laws against theft of property. You can't take my home. You can't take my car without a reason. Yeah, if you borrow money from them, you don't pay it back, they can take it. Of course that's right. But they can't just arbitrarily come down, I like that, I'm going to just, or I don't like you, I'm going to take away your stuff. And that's what they're doing right now. We're saying, well, because we've got big corporations, and how did they get big? It is a, I've said this many times, it is a private-public partnership for censorship. These people are the velvet glove. The government, the military-industrial complex, is the iron fist. The social media companies, as reprehensible as they are, as complicit in all of this as they are, as much as they enjoy this, they are the plausible deniability for the censorship that is really coming from the government. They can't do it directly in this country because it'd be too obvious. It'd be called on it with the First Amendment. But it really is a violation of the First Amendment. Nevertheless, our government is there to protect our individual rights. They are our property as much as our home or our car. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was amazed to see, this is a Breitbart article, conservatives express support for Facebook censorship. Conservatives support censorship, folks. So-called conservatives. And I was really surprised to see on this list the media director for Campus Reform. As Breitbart points out, you know, Campus Reform is a website that is fighting the battle for free speech on college campus. How in the world does the media director for that organization, Cabot Phillips, how does he support censorship? It's absolutely amazing to me. He's taking the tack that, hey, they can set up the terms of service. Well, you know what? Cabot Phillips, there are rules on campus. Who makes those rules? Right? A lot of these universities that you complain about, how they're brainwashing people, how they're shutting down free speech and how reprehensible that is. A lot of these universities are private universities, Cabot. You have a problem with that? See, I have a problem with that. Happen to think that it doesn't matter whether you are a big media company or whether you are a big university system or whether you are a big bank or a big government. You don't get to tell me what I can say or not say. And you come out and say, well, you don't like that? Go start your own university system. Or go start your own social media company. Or start your own internet. Or start your own banking system. Yeah, great. You know, we might start this whole thing by starting our own other government, because that's how we got America. And the Declaration of Independence They say we have certain inalienable rights that come to us because we're human beings, that were given to us by our Creator. And we create governments to protect those rights. And when the government becomes destructive of those rights, then it's not only our right to destroy that government, we can alter or abolish that government, whatever works. That was the principle on which this country was founded. And I agree with that principle. Obviously, we got a lot of conservatives and a lot of liberals who don't agree with that anymore. And so you got this guy, Cabot Phillips, and some other never-Trumpers saying, yeah, we do think these people at InfoWars are dangerous. And they violated the terms of service. Well, you know, what about that triple amputee veteran, the Iraq War veteran, lost three limbs in the war. He came back. He had an organization at Facebook. Facebook encouraged him to advertise. And after they got $300,000 from this guy, one day they just pulled a plug without explanation on him. Do you think that that is fraudulent, Cabot? I think it is. I think that is fraudulent. Oh, they just changed their terms of services. Because, you know, if you are going to bow down to any of the rules that Facebook does, and if they say, you know, I have just decided that I can just steal your free speech. I can commit fraud against you. I can do anything that I want because I'm big and I'm successful. And so I can do whatever I want. See, this is the problem I have with a lot of conservatives. As I've said before, conservatives think that business can do no wrong. Liberals think that government can do no wrong, and they're both wrong. Especially when it comes to big government and big business. They very rarely do anything right. And when the two of them work together, you can be sure that they're wrong, that they're evil. And that's what's going on here. This is a collusion between big government and big business. And we better understand that. Yeah, small business, I agree. You know, small business, you've got a marketplace. They've got to compete. They can't dominate it. But the big guys don't work in a free marketplace. They don't compete in a marketplace. They buy influence from the government to shut down their competitors. They get subsidies from government if they're going to do what government wants them to do. The internet was created for that very purpose by DARPA. You got DARPA projects to set up censoring robots. And of course, this Indiana University project, where they're out there labeling people as whether or not that's a bot. We're going to take that down. That's not truthy. That's hoaxy. You know, that's where they're labeling people. They won the competition from DARPA. DARPA's first competitions was for self-driving cars. Where do you think that's headed? That's going to be controlling us in physical space. See, right now, Google and these big internet companies that were funded by venture capital firms, some of them openly created by and funded by the intelligence community. The CIA created InQtel. That's a venture capital firm. They selected companies and funded money to them. A lot of the venture capital firms that helped to get these internet giants established had people sitting on their boards that were the upper echelon, the leaders of DARPA and the CIA and the NSA and so forth. They handpicked these people. They made sure that they got money to succeed. They probably worked with them to take down their competitors, too, behind the scenes. And they're working to give these same people the same tactics that they're using on the internet. We're already seeing being enacted by these same tech giants in China. They're using it in physical space, not just cyberspace. All you people who say, well, you know, hey, fine, I'll just get off of Facebook. I'll get off of the internet or whatever. Well, they're coming to your town. They're coming to your physical space. Google has a project just outside of Toronto, Sidewalk Labs, and they're working on how they can apply these control and censorship and tracking methods to physical space. They're going to take over the cities. That's what's coming up next. But let's go back to I call these people the GOP fifth column. You know where that term comes from? It comes from the Spanish Civil War at the beginning of the 20th century. As this one leader was headed toward Madrid, he said, well, we've got four columns heading towards the city, but we have a fifth column inside the city. In other words, a kind of Trojan horse. that term really caught on because Ernest Hemingway was there in the country writing about the Spanish Civil War, the fight between the fascists and the communists. May they both lose. nevertheless, he was writing about that war, and he popularized that term, fifth column. It's now kind of, I guess, a 20th century version of the Trojan horse. But it's having people on the inside. That's what these people are. They are the GOP fifth column. People like Cabot Phillips with Campus Reform, the media director with Campus Reform. Here's what he had to say. A reminder for my conservative friends tonight, private companies have every right to deny you access to their platform because it's their platform. You don't have a constitutional right to Facebook or to a Twitter account. Now, Cabot Phillips, if you go to his Twitter site, the first thing he does is declare his undying love for Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is a guy who pretended that nothing had happened to Alex Jones, and as he's having these congressional hearings on how conservatives are being politically targeted by social media companies, he has absolutely pretends that he doesn't even know who Alex Jones is in the hallway. And when he gets the executives from these social media companies to question them, his only concern is, you're going to do what we tell you to do, right? You're going to do what we tell you to do. He's speaking for the military-industrial complex. He's speaking for the people who put them in power. And he's saying, you're going to continue to do what we tell you to do, right? You're not going to do what China says. It is not a private company. You're being gaslighted by this fifth columnist, the supporter of fake little Marco Rubio. It's not their platform. It is not their internet. Yes, I know it was created in concept by DARPA, and they handed this, the tools of this, the keys to this over to them. But no, it's not theirs. Then he goes on to say, yes, it's incredibly hypocritical for them to portray themselves as free speech bastions and then to censor views that they don't like. However, they built their product, and the government should not be able to compel them to provide it to people against their will. When we come back, I'm going to break this down. I got 5 points to tell Philip Cabot and any of these other GOP military industrial complex shills who want to put an authoritarian gag on the American people. We're not going to take your gag. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Stacy in the great state of Texas
in FEMA Region 6. You're on the air worldwide, Stacey.
Great to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. I've seen this argument from Reason. I've seen it from John Stossel. Now we're seeing it from the guy who's the media director for Campus Reform. Other never-Trumpers are out there with us. The Internet does not belong to Mark Zuckerberg, and we're not going to cede that control to him. He is trying to un-person Alex Jones and InfoWars, punish anybody who says anything positive about them, but of course, hate speech against Alex Jones and InfoWars is highly encouraged. That'll probably get you extra social credit scores with Zuckerberg. It's the same tactics that the Chinese communists are doing, because you got the same Silicon Valley techs working with them. The technocratic elite, as the big new Brzezinski pointed out, that are going to usher in a new world order. And they're doing it. They're doing it through the Internet. And you've got a lot of shills who are either shilling for these people or totally oblivious to the consequences of this. I think they're just oblivious to the consequences of it. As I said, they so hate the government. And I get it. You know, the government comes in, as I've said before, you know, we have an election once every 2 to 4 years. You get one choice. And you get one from column A, or you can choose one from column B. And, you know, you make your choice. It's like, well, yeah, you know, I agree with this guy maybe, you know, 51% of the time, and I agree with her 0% of the time. So I'll go with the 51% here. And then you find out that you're not going to get any of what you voted for. Or maybe you'll get, you know, half of what you voted for. You agreed with him on half of the issues, and he'll deliver on half of those issues that you agreed with him on. That's the way democracy works. And of course, in the free market, every day you're making decisions. You're always going to the grocery store, and every purchase that you make is a vote, right? And you get exactly what you want. Now, a lot of times we have buyer's remorse. We get home, we don't like what we chose, but we always get what we chose, exactly what we chose. Yeah, sometimes there's fraud in the marketplace, but you do get what you want, and you get to vote multiple times a day instead of once every 2 or 4 years to get an approximate, combination. You know, it's almost like you went into the grocery store, and they got a couple of carts for you. And, you know, one of them is a bunch of spoiled produce. That would be the Hillary Clinton cart. And then the other cart is a bunch of stuff that you don't want, you don't need, and maybe it's going to be pretty destructive. But then there's some good stuff in it as well. That would be the Republican cart. That would be the Trump cart, you know? And then you go home and you find out that some of the stuff that you bought that you thought was good doesn't work. It's busted. Can't figure out how to protect the border at all. And that was the key reason you picked that cart. But, of course, you certainly didn't want that cart of putrid produce that was Hillary Clinton. She was past her sale date, that was for sure. But that's basically, you know, where we are. And so I understand a lot of conservatives and libertarians saying, look, I don't like government. Government is about coercion. It's not about persuasion. You know, the free market is all about persuasion. But they don't understand that we're talking about your fundamental rights here. My fundamental rights are not to be bartered off to the highest bidder who can curry favor with a bunch of politicians in Washington. We're going to tell you how much money they're spending to get their way in Washington. Tens of millions of dollars. Got the actual numbers here. What Facebook and Google have been spending in Washington to get exactly what they want. Folks, you are our sponsors. They try to organize economic boycotts just last week. We had one of their fact checkers, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, has now gone into retreat, thoroughly discredited, thoroughly exposed as a corrupt, hypocritical organization. So now they've got some other organizations, and they tried to enact an economic boycott against 515 websites, as I point out, from Drudge Report, InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller, on down, WND, many of them. Yeah, everybody that you... If they took out all those news sites, I mean, there would be nothing left but CNN, Washington Post. And, of course, they are Washington Post, one of the financial sponsors of this organization. So is George Soros. And so are the Koch brothers. Koch brothers, who sponsor these libertarian organizations, telling you, oh, well, you know, social media, they got to be allowed to do whatever they want because they're big. They get their way. You know, shut up, you little hoi poi. You don't have anything to say about this. You're not a stakeholder. Let me tell you something. When you start seeing these people talking about stakeholders, understand that we are the stakeholders. We've got the stakes that we're going to drive through these vampires' hearts. And the way you do it is with free speech. If you want to support us, if you want to become a sponsor of InfoWars, we actually give you something for your sponsorship. We give you some great products that are natural, that are effective, that are safe, and we give you big discounts. Right now, we've got a special. If you get BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement that we have there, it's a nutraceutical. Helps you to focus your mind, helps you with recall. BrainForce Plus is now 25% off, and if you buy that, you can get Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Knockout for free. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, one of our first products. 25% off, and if you get that X2 Nascent Iodine at 25% off, you get a bottle of Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine for free. We also have $50 off both the Alexa Pure air filter for your house and the Gravity Feed water filter. Very important. You never know when there's going to be something that turns up in your water, whether you're on groundwater, whether you got a well, or whether you are on city water. You never know what's going to be there. You want to filter it out before you find out weeks, months, or years later that some kind of chemical has contaminated the water supply. Very effective, and again, it's Gravity Feed, so it works even with a power outage. 50% off all apparel. That's hats, t-shirts, and hoodies. That's both new and classic designs. Got a lot of specials there. We've got one just for our listeners. You can get 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. That comes in two different blends. We've got a Patriot blend and an immune support blend. It's 100% organic, and you can get 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. Just type in the code Wake Up to get 10% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can find all those products at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back now to the comments that he's making. Hey, look, they, you know, yeah, I agree. They're hypocritical. No, they're fraudulent. They're fraudulent what they're doing. Like I said, you know, encouraging a veteran to spend $300,000 on ads and then just cutting them off because they just changed the terms of service. If they write the rules, if they can change the rules at will, then they are the rulers.
And I don't think they should be the rulers. They just flushed everything that he had down the toilet. But anyway, let's take a look at this argument. You know, he says, goes on to say, Cabot Phillips, remember the Colorado baker? I thought conservatives agreed that government compulsion is bad. Let's understand that when we go back to that 1946 case, Marsh versus Alabama, the Supreme Court said in that particular case, you had a company that owned the town. They owned the public square. And again, as Robert Barnes has said, this is the model for control of the internet, the company town. Because they can't control our speech because of the First Amendment. They can't do it directly. So they're going to use the company town to control us. And so you really had this literal company town, 1946. And a woman was handing out religious tracts, and they said, not here. We own the public square. Go away. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, even if you own the public square, you can't stop free speech. Now, subsequent to that, we have had situations with both malls, as Robert Barnes pointed out. We've had, you know, California said malls can't throw people out. Well, the mall is not the public square. It's not. It's different. It's there for business. We've also had the Supreme Court case recently about the Colorado baker. It is also not the public square. That's not their business model, right? But the public square is the business model of the social media companies. Jack Dorsey at Twitter said it 8 times in just 2 congressional hearings. Our model is the public square. Zuckerberg has said that as well. We all know that that is the case. Furthermore, you know, that is their business, creating a public square. And they have essentially a monopoly. And I would point out that it is foolish to not understand the role that the government played in establishing that monopoly. Nevertheless, it is the public square. The mall is not the public square. The Colorado baker's shop is not the public square. But there's another aspect of this. In the bakery case, for example, they were trying to compel him to do certain things. Now, when we talk about rights, we have positive rights. And that is the term that has been, you know, they're wonderful at coming up with labels. That's the term that the statists have used. They said positive rights. That means that you have a right to food. You have a right to free housing. You have a right to all these other things. No, a negative right is what the First Amendment is. It says we have these rights from God and you will not take them away. They said, oh, that's negative. Well, it is a prohibition as to what the government and big corporations can do.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, one of the things, as I said, that people like John Stossel and Reason and the Cabot Phillips, the media director for Campus Reform, and others don't understand is that there is a big difference between Mark Zuckerberg and a mom-and-pop bakery. They willfully choose to ignore that. And, you know, the left does as well. The left applauds the coercion directed at the mom-and-pop shop, but then they want to let the big mega corporations that control the internet, they want to give them a free pass, superior rights. Said, well, it's their private internet and they can do whatever they want to. But now that baker over there, you know, who doesn't have a monopoly, these people could have gone anywhere they wanted. They could have gone in there and they could have bought cookies. They could have bought cakes from him. He doesn't ask him, but they go in there and they compel him to do something that violates his freedom of religion, his personal religious belief. They choose him for that. Just as if they had chosen a Jewish bakery and gone in there and told him, we want you to make a Nazi cake for us. And if he didn't make a Nazi cake, they take him to the Supreme Court. They are seeking out conflict. And again, it is a business, just like a mall is a business. It is not the public square. Facebook and Twitter and Google, they are controlling the internet, the public square, and they're trying to deperson people out of that. And we've already had the Supreme Court address that, saying that even if the public square is privately owned, they can't take people out. But then he talks about the fact that, we don't want the government telling people what to do. And I don't want corporations telling people what to do either. So the bottom line is we have the government there to establish, to protect our rights. And as I said before, you have positive rights and you have negative rights. I don't like those terms, but those are the terms that the left has chosen for us. And so we bow down and we use those terms, just like we call ourselves red states or something, right? No, the red states are New York and California because they embrace Marxism and socialism. But of course they did just the opposite. So they talk about positive rights and say, you have a right to this, you have a right to that, you have a right to welfare, you have a right to food stamps, you have a right to free housing at a certain level. You know, if you want to do more than that, okay, fine, you can do more than that, but you have a base right to that. That's the idea of the positive rights, that you have a right to be given something. Well, whenever you do that, that means that you are enslaving somebody else, forcing them to pay for it. Now, what we're talking about, what America was founded on, is to say that we have rights. The rights that we have come from God, and the government not only cannot take them away, but government has a responsibility to protect those rights when they're being taken away. One of the things, as Breitbart points out, that he chooses to ignore, we're talking about how these companies were set up and given special privileges, he doesn't mention that no bakery has ever enjoyed special exemptions under federal law, such as the social media companies enjoy under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And that's not even talking about how they got set up in business by DARPA and these other people. Then you got Rick Wilson. This is a guy who, if you go to his... He says, wow, did you see what Milo, Alex Jones, and Farrakhan posted on Instagram? No, you didn't. And he has a LOL emoji there. Well, how do you know that, Rick? You know what I've seen and what I haven't seen? See, the principle of free speech is that if you don't support free speech for people you disagree with, then there is no free speech for you either. Now, Voltaire said that. I disagree with everything that Voltaire stood for in terms of politics. You'd be totally opposite of everything that I agree with. And you know, he would say the same thing about me, but he would support my free speech and I would support his free speech. And if you don't support that, you won't have it either. But this is a guy who calls himself GOP Media Guy. And his big book was Everything Trump Touches Dies. That's his big book. And he is still, if you look at his Twitter account, he is still pushing the fake news, the bias, the lies, the conspiracy theory of Russiagate. Yeah, that's why I say these guys are the GOP fifth column. We'll be right back. We'll talk about who it is politically correct to hate, because there are people that they encourage you to hate on Facebook. Not besides Alex Jones and InfoWars. They're encouraging you to hate other people as well.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, we've got a lot of conservatives, libertarians who are saying, hey, it's internet is, these guys have won, so just surrender to them. They're going to set the rules. They're going to set the terms of service. They're going to be able to change those terms of services anytime they want. And, you know, they're going to set up a list of who's naughty and nice. And if they say that you're naughty, there is no appeal. There's no system. And they can unperson you, as they are doing now to Alex Jones and to InfoWars. And so then the question becomes, as InfoWars is saying, we've got conservatives. Some conservatives are saying, that's just fine. We're happy with that. Because, you know, they're private companies, and private companies can do no wrong. That is beyond criticism. Yeah, I just cannot understand how these people, well, I do know, because a lot of them serve people like the Koch brothers, and they push and subsidize think tanks, conservative and libertarian, who will put forward that kind of excrement. But as we look at InfoWars, you know, as you look at some of the solutions, we got Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri saying, how is it possible to keep the digital platform free of criminal activity without inserting their own political biases into the editorializing that they're doing? And so they're looking at this and saying, yeah, we got this, you know, what do we do? You know, how do we allow free speech from criminals out there? Well, you know, let's understand that speech itself is not criminal. Now, if you're organizing and you're calling for hate, that should be something that is used by the police to go after that person, not just simply to ban their speech, right? But they're not doing that. I'm going to give you evidence of how hate speech is actually not only tolerated, but supported and promoted by Facebook. There are certain groups that it's okay to hate, besides Alex Jones and InfoWars, Christians primarily. And understand that there is a great persecution that is building up for anybody that these people don't like. And you can put Christians on that list as well. They've got a long list of people that they hate, and they're promoting that as well. But when we look at this, let's just understand that you're not going to ever keep the digital platform free of criminal activity. That is a fool's errand. That is not a choice. How do we, on the one hand, keep the internet free of criminal activity, and then on the other hand, but if we try to police that, we're going to be enacting censorship. So I've got a choice here, censorship or criminal activity. No, that's not the choice. And when people offer that choice to you, you better call BS on that, because they're offering you a false dichotomy. People who want to control you will always give you two choices and say, well, it's either this or this. And usually both of those are bad choices. They want you to pick the lesser of the two evils. And that's not always the case. Look, you're always going to have criminal activity. If somebody is trying to organize terrorism or an attack against somebody, or if they're engaged in pedophile trafficking or something like that, the very fact that you've got the internet there, that gives them a chance to go after that particular person. It's kind of like the red flag gun laws. See, the guns are not the problem. The person is the problem. So you don't arrest our speech. You don't get rid of the First Amendment. You don't take away our guns in the Second Amendment. If there's somebody that's dangerous, you go arrest them and you give them a due process trial right away and determine if that person is dangerous. Because if they're dangerous, taking away their gun isn't any help. They can still get a car, or they can get a bomb, or they can get an axe, or they can get a club, a baseball bat, and they can kill people with all of those things. If the person is dangerous, the person needs to be red flagged. The person needs to be picked up. The person needs to be examined. Given, you know, confront them with the accusations, give them a chance to, you know, respond to those accusations and defend themselves in court. Give them due process. You don't take the guns and do the due process later. And you don't take this free speech and do the due process later either. You got Ted Cruz, and I disagree with what was said in this article here at InfoWars. I don't know who wrote this. One of the best ways to ding Facebook is to make the company responsible for the content users post, according to Ted Cruz. I disagree with that. If you make Facebook responsible for what's put up, it's only going to make this worse. It will result in more censorship. They'll be more cautious of this, and they'll censor more to protect themselves. That's not going to help anything. I mean, quite frankly, and I'll get to it in just a second, one of the best ways to do it is actually coming from Newsom. It's not really going to make the platform free, but if you just want to punish Facebook, these other people, the new government in new governor in California, Newsom, said we need to find a way to tax them more. That's always the way to destroy anything. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And of course, the solution from the Democrats is always we need another tax here. So if you want to really punish these guys, don't take away their 230 immunity. And because that's just going to make them even more cautious, more censoring. That's what they're going to do. No, you make the users responsible. You know, you don't want to make the company responsible for the content that users post. Make the users responsible. And if the users are out there conspiring or calling for violent action, then you take the appropriate action. Just as you have the Secret Service. When they see somebody putting something out, they come in, they interview that person, see if they're, you know, if that was that hyperbole? Was that sarcasm? Or was that a legitimate threat? Are you crazy or what? You know? I mean, that you have to make a determination about that sort of thing. But you don't. If somebody sends a death threat through the mail, do you shut down the mail system, the post office? Do you shut that down for everybody then? Is that what you do? Is that the way you respond? Or do you address it with that particular person? That's why I have a problem with this idea of Ted Cruz. That's why I have a problem with what Josh... Nobody in Washington really has any... They're not looking at this as a civil liberty issue. That's the fundamental flaw here. Because we don't have people in Washington who give a flip about the Constitution or care about your individual civil rights anymore. They don't care about free speech. They want to control you. The conservatives, the Republicans want to control you, as Marco Rubio showed. They want to control you as much as the Democrats do. They just have a different agenda. Here's the Competitive Enterprise Institute, another Republican thing. It's not a civil rights issue at the moment, they said. No, they're dead wrong on that. It absolutely is a civil rights issue. They said, we've never said that the government should force companies to give people a microphone. It's not giving us a microphone. It's not banning us off of the public space. See, that's a difference. It's like saying, well, we never said that the, if you go back to that 1946 Marsh versus Alabama, Competitive Enterprise Institute would say, well, we've never said that the government should give a Jehovah's Witness religious tracts. That wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. She was there. She had her own speech. It wasn't being given to her by anybody. We have our own speech. We have our own views. We have our own voice. See, this is the problem is that people in Washington don't even recognize the concept of fundamental human rights. Everything to them is a government privilege that is granted to you. They see everything as a positive right. We will give you food stamps. We'll give you education. We'll give you housing up to a certain level. And we'll give you the ability to speak.
because you don't have anything unless we, the government, give it to you. I thoroughly reject that idea. That is the most un-American of all ideas. It is the mentality of a slave, if you accept that. Again, this is a public-private partnership for censorship. That's what it really is. It's been that way for a long time. And it ignores the idea that these monopolies that have been established don't have anything to do with crony capitalism. Look, just look at Elon Musk. How'd this guy get about $10 billion now? It was $4 billion about 5 years ago. How'd he get that much money? Well, it's because he's got friends in high places. Just like Zuckerberg. Just like Eric Schmidt at Google and all these other people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get into some health news and as well as what is going on with Venezuela, but I've just a couple more things I want to say about this free speech issue, folks, because if we lose that fight, we've lost everything. We really have. And it's absolutely amazing to me to see how wide this is going, how deep it is going, and how these people are getting away with it and being cheered by journalists, by people on the left, people on the right. One of those organizations not cheering this, of course, we talked about Tucker Carlson earlier. Breitbart is also not cheering the censorship of InfoWars. They point out that they were talking about this. It was in April of last year, about a year ago. You know, they had their conference. They called it Masters of the Universe. That was a good way to approach this with these silicon censors, is what I call them. But yeah, Masters of the Universe, because, you know, hey, they've been given the keys to the internet by DARPA. DARPA, again, going back to the 1960s, is J.C.R. Licklider, a psychologist who came up with the idea of the internet. Don't tell me that this is not about controlling public opinion. It's a tool of mind control. It's a tool of narrative control, which is the way that you control people's minds. They just didn't have the technology until the late 1990s, and when they got the technology, they jumped into it both feet. The CIA created their own venture capital firm. They put their people on venture capital boards, and then we wound up with people like Mark Zuckerberg, who now we all have to bow down and worship, according to some of these people in the Competitive Enterprise Institute, Reason, Cato Institute. Oh, yeah, they won. How did they win? Well, they won because they got the government to put their thumb on the scale, to weigh in on their side. As Breitbart points out, look, we've already got these people have already stepped over the line in many ways. Number one, the outcome of the elections now depends on tech giants. And they're talking about, again, a year ago, you had Dr. Robert Epstein, a psychologist. Remember, it was J.C.R. Licklider, a DARPA psychologist, who, you know, said, hey, we can use the internet to control what people think. And this is how it works. He laid it out for people. He said, we estimated that if companies were all working together and supporting the same candidate and really pulling out all the stops, using all the methods that they have to manipulate, they could shift 10% of the voting population of America with no one knowing that they had done this, without leaving a paper trail for authorities to track. 10% could be shifted. That's a lot of votes with no one knowing that they've done this. See, that's just with the under-the-radar shifting with algorithms, making sure that you don't see certain stuff, shadow banning certain things, pulling up to the top narratives that you agree with, you know, that they agree with. That's how they can rig the election. It's far more powerful, folks, than placing ads. That's why it's so ridiculous, this whole Russian narrative that's in the Mueller report. Oh, yeah, you know, they bought a couple of Facebook ads and they changed the election. And you don't think that Facebook and Google, with their manipulation, their manipulation by algorithm, you don't think that they had an effect on the election? Come on. Give me a break. How ridiculous is that? He said, again, going on, Dr. Epstein, Robert Epstein, the psychologist, said a year ago, he said, the fact is we don't know what rules they're applying. We don't know what their algorithms are. We don't know what their priorities are. He said, there's lots of evidence now that they are systematically suppressing political views that they don't like. And that's not just on the right, by the way. It's also progressives as well. He was saying that a year ago. It's anybody that's not part of the establishment center of mainstream Democrats, mainstream Republicans, people who are allied with the deep state, with the bureaucracy, with the entrenched bureaucracy, with the military industrial complex that are pushing these unending wars. I mean, just look at the way the establishment media, and I'm talking about Fox as well as CNN and MSNBC, look at the questions that these reporters ask. It's the same questions, this narrow core of issues that we're allowed to talk about every single election. There are so many issues that are never brought up in any questions to any candidates in any of these debates. They control the candidates that get into the debates. They control the questions that are asked. We never even have a discussion. Number two, they said big tech has already meddled in American elections. Yeah, newsflash. He said, we found that Google's search results favored Hillary Clinton in all 10 positions of search results on the first page for almost all of the 6 months leading up to the election. That's enough to shift 2 or 3 million votes at least without anyone knowing that they have been manipulated. Number three, we still know very little about the who is responsible for the censorship and how they're doing it. Number four, tech platforms are not free. You pay with your personal data, right? Number five, a free and open internet is a major threat to the mainstream media. This is why, and this is Breitbart saying this is not me, this is why mainstream media gatekeepers like CNN's Oliver Darcy are the most militant in their efforts to strip social media platforms of their disruptive power. They are the people, after all, who are being disrupted. They are the ones who are failing. They are the ones who can't stand up to scrutiny. They are the ones who can't win an argument. They are the ones who don't have any real news. And so they must purge anybody who is authentic. They must jail Julian Assange. He's never had to retract anything. He's never lied to anybody about anything, unlike the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. You got Alam Bukhari at Breitbart says, link banning is now what is new about what happened to InfoWars this last week on Facebook and Instagram. Link banning. See, this is, it was only 9 months ago that you had all of the tech people move against Alex Jones at once, except for Twitter. And then Twitter did it after Alex confronted little Oliver Darcy, the guy who was the, I wouldn't even call him a pit bull. He's more kind of like a teeny toy dog that bites you on the ankles, you know. And then when you get there and stare at him, he gets over in the corner, stares back at you, and pees the floor. That's Oliver Darcy. But now they've stepped this up just 9 months later. Now they are banning links at Facebook. And as Bukhari says, beyond the bans of individuals, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal when you can be unpersoned. Understand, Alex Jones is the first person in America to get the Chinese social media credit banning. How about that? Facebook has deployed an even more terrifying tool of censorship. He says link banning. All links to InfoWars sites are now banned across the platform. Share InfoWars stuff too often and you'll be banned too. Unless you put up politically correct hate speech about InfoWars. In other words, they want to encourage you to hate us. And if you put that up, you get bounty points with them. As Bakari said, this takes censorship on social media to an altogether new level. If you post InfoWars content on Facebook or Facebook-owned Instagram, your post will be removed. If you post it repeatedly, you will be removed. You'll be banned unless you're condemning InfoWars. That's Facebook brazenly using its power to reward political positions and punish others. As I've said all along, it's about purging and about pushing. Purge some information while they, any information that they don't agree with as they push their agenda unopposed. That's what ABC, CBS, and NBC used to always do for them. The Mockingbird Press.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Stacy in the great state of Texas In FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again, go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. You know, I was talking about Alam Bakhari at Breitbart, and he is spot on. I had one more thing to say. I want to read this to you. He said, "What's happening to InfoWars isn't the censorship of an individual or group over a violation of terms of services. It is the wholesale ban of independent media, of an independent media site, InfoWars, which for all the criticism leveled against it, has had a major impact on the politics of the United States." If you remember Hillary Clinton's book, What Happened, we got mentioned three times in there. I don't know that anybody else got mentioned three times other than President Trump. But of course, she doesn't really think President Trump happened to her. Something else had happened to her, right? I mean, it couldn't be President Trump. But, you know, she blames a lot of people for her loss because it was her turn. But she blamed InfoWars. We got mentioned three times in her book. Yeah, InfoWars, this is the wholesale ban of an independent media site for which all the criticism leveled against it, InfoWars, has had a major impact on the politics of the United States. That's exactly what this is about, folks. You know, they're changing their algorithms and they're rewarding quote unquote authoritative sites and so forth. Yeah. And yet when we look at what they're not banning, you know, they're encouraging, you can put up criticism. If you got something nasty to say about InfoWars, that'll be allowed, but they're not going to allow you to post anything about InfoWars on Facebook. As a Free Thought Project points out, that Facebook is going to try to ban users who share InfoWars content unless it is, quote, explicitly condemning it. Look, we don't agree with everything that InfoWars says, I said, but nevertheless, we have never advocated for the silencing and banning of any group. And I would even, like I said before, David Duke or Louis Farrakhan or whatever, I absolutely disagree with them. The right way to treat that is to have free speech and to be able to debate that, just like with Voltaire. I would disagree with Voltaire on all of his conclusions about religion, about politics, about the way society should be structured, and yet the two of us agree that we ought to be able to talk about that openly. You know, all of his writings were summed up in the thing, I may disagree with everything that you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. You didn't actually say that. That was a summary that somebody put in of what he had to say, but it's a very effective summary. And we don't have that spirit anymore in America. We don't tolerate people who disagree with us because we feel like we can't handle it. Is that why? Well, certainly that is the case of people like Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy and CNN. They can't handle that. Free Thought Project goes on to say, it's not just a theory that this is going to be done to everybody across the political spectrum. They said they've already done it. Take a look at Brandon Straka, the former Democrat who founded the Walkaway campaign. He was banned from Facebook last year ahead of a protest in Washington because he had linked to an interview with Alex Jones, and they go back to the post that he had back in September. He said, Facebook just banned me as I'm planning the Walkaway march in Washington. I've been banned from posting leading up to the march. This is devastating for our ability to reach people. I was banned for mentioning my interview with Alex Jones. Can anybody help? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Mueller? Mueller? No, you're not getting any help from people in Washington. Here's the thing, folks. We have these individual rights, and government at any level could defend those individual rights. If you get control of your government at the county level, I would suggest that you say, we're going to tax Facebook, or we're going to ban them from doing business in our area, or whatever. We're going to put some kind of a penalty against them because they're shutting down the First Amendment. Try it. Do it at the county level. You probably can't get anybody to do anything at the state level either. Certainly not going to get anybody in Washington to do anything. They're not even asking the right questions. And the people who are even discussing it are giving you a false choice of two bad options. They completely ignore this. I'm not one of these people who thinks that anything that the Supreme Court says is law. I disagree with them about Roe v. Wade. I disagree with them about their definition of marriage. They couldn't get support for gay marriage, even in California, even with millions of dollars put in by Tim Cook and Apple Computer and other tech corporations that are now shutting down free speech. So they don't care what you think. They didn't care about the election in California. So they took this to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, with an edict, said, we will define marriage. No, you don't define marriage. God defined marriage. That's done a long time ago. You don't have any authority under the Constitution to even give us an opinion on it, Supreme Court. So I don't really give a flip about your ruling. But all these people who bow down and worship everything the Supreme Court does and says, well, that's now the law of the land. No, it isn't. But if you're going to take that approach, then go back to 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. Free Thought Project goes on to say, last year we reported after Facebook wiped 6 million of our users away. You know, they were banned on Facebook 2 months after InfoWars was banned. By deleting all of our pages in the name of protecting the elections, we saw instances in which a child was sold on Facebook. In November, an auction was held on Facebook in which a child bride was put up for sale in a public post. People openly bid on Facebook for a 16-year-old girl. You hear that? Facebook allowed an auction for a 16-year-old girl. Facebook claims they removed the post, but not until after the auction had ended and the girl had been sold. As Fox 59 reports, according to a children's rights organization, Plan International, the girl was bid on by 5 men, some of whom were reportedly high-ranking government officials in South Sudan. Oh, what a surprise. You mean high-ranking government officials? that are sexual perverts. I just talked on Friday about the connection, even at Indiana University, where they went to get this guy from Italy as a computer expert. But he also is a senior research fellow at the Kinsey Institute. Yeah, there's no connection at all to perversion there, is there? Anyway, if Facebook is worried about dangerous content, then why are they openly defending and allowing actual calls for the death of billions of people? Last year, for example, writes Free Thought Project, last year the page Red and Black Anarchist posted a meme literally calling for the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. And when it was reported, Facebook said it didn't violate their terms. Seriously, it didn't violate. So they can put up a meme calling for the mass genocide of people. I guess if Thanos from the Avengers had a Facebook website, it'd be just fine with Mark Zuckerberg. He'd probably say, you want to kill half the people? I thought we wanted to do more than half. I thought we wanted to do like 90, 95%. You know, you look at the Georgia Guidestones. Only half? Come on, you can do better than that, Thanos. In fact, the Red and Black Anarchist page is still up, writes Free Thought Project. They just so happen to be celebrating the recent purge of Alex Jones and the like. Yeah, say first they kill your speech, then they kill you. These anarchists, these communists, these people like Zuckerberg. Of course, as Free Thought Project points out, we're not advocating for their removal either. Although, if you call for the killing of anybody, you know, you ought to be investigated by the government. That's the way to handle this, right? They said the interesting thing is that all this stuff happened the day before World Press Freedom Day, as if that mattered. They said all over the West, we have banning of the free press. We have Julian Assange being imprisoned, who has never said anything that he's had to issue a retraction for, never said anything that wasn't true. They're calling for the silencing, even the imprisonment of organizations and individuals who advocate for vaccine safety as well. Remember, like we said last year before all this began, writes Free Thought Project, first they came for Alex Jones. Exactly right. But there is, you can hate people, and there is a politically correct way to do it. You can hate, for example, Christians. We've got no less, it's gotten so bad, that no less than the BBC and the guy who is the foreign secretary of the UK, his name is Jeremy Hunt. They have now said that Christian persecution is at near genocide levels. So you know what they say is responsible for it? Political correctness. Uh-huh. That's yeah, very dangerous. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking about free speech, I want to talk about health now, because we've got some very important life and death issues. Not only did we have over the weekend, organized by Focus on the Family, we had a live from New York. It's 4D ultrasound, not Saturday Night Live, but a live from New York. Understand that, as we pointed out on InfoWars, an article from CNS, 1,485 versus 352. That is, abortions at or after 21 weeks outnumbered homicides in New York City. In other words, 1,485 murders of babies versus the overt murders that they would count of 352. So it's very important that people see what they are doing. Alveda King, she is, I believe, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. I've actually interviewed her. Yeah, she is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. She spoke about having an ultrasound in the 1970s at this event in New York City. They actually rented one of the big screens in Times Square and put up a live 4D ultrasound. If you don't know what 4D ultrasound is, the fourth dimension, of course, they do three-dimensional imaging. It's very hard to read the old traditional ultrasound. So they put it in a three-dimensional imaging, but then it also has the fourth dimension of time. So you see it as a movie. You can see the baby moving. You can see a three-dimensional picture of the baby moving. Yes, it does have some room for improvement, but still you can get the idea. And they pointed out that Alveda King said in the 1970s, after having a live birth, two abortions, and a miscarriage, she said, "I saw a little baby when I had my ultrasound in the 1970s, a live baby, and I said, God, my uncle is right. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. A woman has a right to choose what she does with her body, but the baby is not her body. Where is the lawyer for the baby?" Excellent point. And you know, we've got Democrats, a college biology professor. We showed the slides on InfoWars last week. The article by Don Salazar, "College Biology Course Compares a Fetus to Cancer and to a Parasite." And you can actually see the slide there on that article. A human fetus, he said, is comparable to cancer and parasites. They put up a lecture that says, first they show the fetus, a legitimate parasite, rapidly grows, invades, manipulates immunity of mother, and reshapes blood vessels. And then they say in that same article, the cancer crashes the party. It rapidly grows, it invades, it manipulates immunity, it reshapes blood vessels. So therefore they're the same. They're equivalent to each other. A baby is like a cancer growing in your body. So just cut it out. Right? That's the logical inference that they want you to get out of that. The reality is that as we, it's kind of ironic as we're talking about the cancer, as we're talking about choice, these same people who want you to cut out that cancer that they would call the baby in your body, they don't want you to have a choice about what vaccines you take or to even have a choice about cancer medication. The Democrats have repeatedly shut down any right to try laws. Now, as I was talking to the doctor who is now being persecuted by the FDA and the Department of Justice for a treatment that uses your own stem cells taken from fat cells that they extract out of your body. They take the fat out of your body. We can all sign up for that, right? And then out of that, they extract stem cells. They inject those stem cells into various places where the stem cells can be used by your body to replace particular cells that are maybe the cause of your arthritis or other issues. It is regenerative medicine. It's showing a lot of promise, and it steps on a lot of toes of people who are making a lot of money selling different chronic treatments. I told you last week about the analysis a year ago by Goldman Sachs and said, you know, I don't think that curing disease is really a sustainable business model. Look, for example, at this particular company that came up with a cure for hepatitis C. Well, first year they made $12.5 billion. And that was good. But then it rapidly began to fall off because as they cured people of hepatitis C, you actually had what they like to talk about with herd immunity, unlike with vaccines, where you don't get that because you don't get lasting immunity. So they said it started shrinking. So we don't want that. We want a situation like we have with cancer where we can treat people for as long as they live, even though that may not be too long. We can get a lot of money out of that. And I talked about the individual who said, hey, I got my insurance company spent $1.2 million on cancer treatments for me, but I was dying. They gave me less than 3 months to live. When I got my PET scan, it lit up from head to toe. The cancer had metastasized everywhere. And then on a whim, I happened to see this one particular thing in my alma mater, Oklahoma University. A veterinarian there said, hey, if you have cancer, you might be interested in this. And they started talking about worming medicine. He said, oh, I got nothing to lose, and this is something that's been around for a long time. It's cheap, it's safe, it's effective. So he gave it a try. He said, it was costing me $5 a week. And he goes, within a month and a half, I went back and they gave me a scan, and it was completely gone. And he continued on with this experimental program that was promised that he might get as much as a year. I don't think anybody else in the program did. And I said, you are an outlier. You survived, and you're still cancer-free. And he goes, well, I got something to tell you, Doc. He said, I was taking this. And the doc said, oh, yeah, I've heard about that before. And he goes, what? You've heard of this? Yeah, since the 1980s, we've been looking at this, but there's no profit incentive to give somebody something this cheap. And I had a listener send me an article from NPR, an update on this. Actually, this is an article from January of 2017. A pinworm medication is being tested as a potential anti-cancer drug. Again, this goes back to the 1980s. They knew about this. Just like back in the 1980s, they knew that a connection, they saw a connection between glyphosate, Roundup, and cancer in people. NPR was talking about it at that time as well, but nobody did anything about it. All these years, people again been getting sick and dying. And in this particular case, it was a researcher at Johns Hopkins University. They had lab mice that they would give certain forms of cancer to. And he said he noticed that some of his lab animals had developed pinworms. So he treated them with this this worming medication. And he said it was interesting because not only did it get rid of the parasites, but it also got rid of the cancer. That's kind of interesting, he said. So they did some phase one studies. That's what the FDA calls it when you look to see if something is safe or toxic. And goes, well, that was a no-brainer. It had been used for a very long, been used for decades to treat pinworms. And so they said, you know, we got to phase one, but they're really not interested in going any further, it seemed like. But then they said, then there was an odd twist to the story. You know, he had done that, and as soon as he put his findings out about how that had happened, you had a pharmaceutical company go in and buy the rights to that drug. And then it went from $5 for 100 tablets to almost, well, it went from $4.50 in 2011 to $369. That kind of tells you what this is all about, doesn't it? Because they bought the marketing rights to that. It's just like the big pharma bro, you know, Martin Shkreli, going and buy a medication and then jack the price up. That is why, folks, you see Merck's profits soaring. They are the sole provider of the MMR vaccine, measles vaccine, and mumps. Their profits increased by 27% to $496 million in 2019, as you've got governments all over the world talking about how they can use fines to force people to take their vaccines. They're not interested in pro-choice. They're not interested in a woman's body, a woman's health. As I pointed out, as Alveda King pointed out, she said, it's not your body. There's another body in there. Where's the lawyer standing up for that body's rights, for that baby's rights? Folks, if you want to support InfoWars, we are under attack, as you've heard this whole program. If you want to support us, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of specials there. Like I said, BrainForce Plus, 25% off. You get a free bottle of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. We have $50 off the Alexa Pure air filters, the Alexa Pure water filters. We have 50% off all apparel. That's hats, t-shirts, hoodies. A lot of specials there at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, for our audience, we have a particular special just for our audience. You can get 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. That's 100% organic coffee. We have two different blends. We have the Patriot blend and we have the immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. That's it for our broadcast. Again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. You are our sponsor. And we're in a fight for your free speech, as well as a fight for the free press, a fight for the internet. We're not going to allow big government and big business to operate in a private-public partnership to censor everything that you see or hear. Yeah, it's an information war.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.